deconvolution was never done before because it's completely digital. The migration was done by ruler and pencil. And then Hagedorn in 1954 wrote an article which really showed all the geometry. That was converted to digital. And then in the conversion to digital, they used the finite difference wave equation methods and things, which taught them a lot more about the wave equation. It's been a learning process. The stacking and common depth point method was done by analog computers, because it's just adding. And when that was converted to digital, so that it could be said that everything was sort of in place, but the conversion to digital was a revolution.
Right.
Because it's just like today, if you do a two-dimensional survey, you see certain things. But when you do a three-dimensional survey, it's just like all of a sudden you see a whole new picture that you never saw before. And so the exciting thing today is that, say in the Gulf of Mexico, North Sea, Persian Gulf, a lot of areas where there's these big salt zones, and it's like toothpaste can squeeze out the salt that's deposited in the ocean floor and then squeezed out in the sediment. And oil used to be associated with the flanks of the salt zone, and so they'd have to discover them and then drill the oil well. Now with three-dimensional, they can lay out a big survey and look below the salt zone. Because with three dimensions, you can actually get the shape of the dome. So they can look below the salt zone. As a result, in the last two or three years, there's been tremendous oil discoveries in the United States by looking below the salt zone with three dimensions. So this is the revolution that's taking place today. But it's using the same signal processing, but it's using the three dimensions. Now, the interesting thing is that often the two-dimensional, three-dimensional theory are the same, just add another variable. It isn't really a different thing. But nature is three-dimensional, and it gives you a better picture. And the revolution today of the beautiful pictures they get, just gorgeous pictures of the sun surface. And it takes the guesswork out of it. And I think basically the thing about computers that's interesting is that in ways scientists were always content to get a computer and to do something. But once the public got the computers and the children, they wanted these beautiful pictures and things. And so really the computer industry pushed all that visual aspect for that market. Whereas the scientists were sort of contented with the old ways, with a lot of printed paper pages. And you see all the old computer paper, they used to look at numbers. But once the general public got into it, they pushed this visual thing, and now the visual thing has come back, and that's the big thing that's helping geophysics. So in ways, it's a two-way street. The general public is helping scientists.
Okay.
It's amazing that